主啊，我们觉得这是一个荣幸，我们今天能来到这里，来到你的面前，无论是在教会现场的，还是在 Zoom 上的。
And Lord, I guess we get excited about the fact that it's not just us who are here, but our Lord said, where two or three are gathered together in His name, that He will be with them in that meeting.
我们更高兴的是，不仅是我们在这里，主说凡两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在我们中间，所以他今天也跟我们在一起。
And so for the presence of the Lord in our midst this evening, we give thanks.
我们为主与我们今天晚上的同在而感恩。
Now Lord, our prayer is that you will guide our discussions this evening. We pray that you will, give to David wisdom to say the right words.
主，我们的祈求是你能够引领我们今天晚上的讨论，你给赐给 David 的正确的话语。
And we pray that you will help Yanling in the difficult job of translation. May she be able to present the truth of God clearly.
主，也求您帮助我的翻译，让我清楚的把真理表达出来。
And help us all who will listen, including those who, by the grace of God, will join us as we get started.
那也祝福我们所有的人，也特别的祝福等一会儿会陆陆续续加入进来的弟兄姐妹们。
And so we just commit ourselves to you now. We give thanks and look to you for blessing.
就我们现在就把这时间交在你的手中，也求您祝福我们，帮助我们，奉耶稣的名。
And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all. And in particular, we're just going to ask David to start now. And the Lord bless you, David. Thank you.
好，再次的欢迎大家。我们特别的为 David 的祷告。现在请 David 来给我们讲课。愿主祝福他。
Well, thank you, Harold. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight to minister the Word of God.
很高兴今天晚上和大家在一起来给大家讲神的话语。
So tonight we're going to take the second half of the second chapter. We're going to begin to look at it, but we'll finish it next week. We're not going to complete the second half tonight.
那我们今天呢来看这个腓立比书的二章的后半部分，但是今天呢可能不能完全讲完，可能要到下周才能完全结束。
In fact, we're only going to really look at about 6 or 7 verses tonight and then the rest of the chapter next week.
我们今天可能只能看6到8节9节这个样子，然后剩下的呢我们下周再来讲。
These verses that we're going to look at tonight, they're filled with a lot of important information, and we want to spend a good amount of time on these particular verses.
那这几节经文呢，里面有很多很重要的信息，所以我们要想花更多的时间呢，在这几节经文上面。
Now these verses have to do with maturing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这几节经文呢是跟在耶稣基督里的成熟有关系的。
And it has to do with the role of the Apostle Paul in discipling, in helping believers to get mature in the Lord Jesus.
那这实际上这部分呢是使徒保罗给门徒做的门徒培训，希望能够带领他们在耶稣基督里面成长，变得更成熟。
In the United States, about 40 years ago, there was a man, a Christian, who was very active in the work of discipleship.
在大概40年前，在美国有这样一个基督徒，他在门徒培训方面的，非常积极的工作。
His name was Dawson Trotman, and he was the founder of an organization called the Navigators.
他的名字叫 Dawson Trotman, 他创造了他开创了一个杂志。
I want to share with you a quotation that he once said, a statement he once said about this idea of discipleship.
那我要给大家引用一句他关于这个门徒培训说过的一句话。
Quotation is as follows. You can lead a soul to Christ in from 20 minutes to an hour's time.
他说你可以花20分钟到一个小时的时间呢，把一个灵魂带到耶稣那里去。
But it takes 20 weeks to 2 or 3 years.
但是呢，你要花20个星期，甚至2到3年的时间。
To get him or her on the road to maturity.
把他引到变得成熟的这条路上去。
To become victorious over sin and recurring problems that come along.
让他能够胜过罪，能够在罪上得胜，能够战胜他一路上所遇到的困难。
Now in this section, I think the Apostle Paul could say and echo the same thing that that man said 40 years ago.
那在这一段经文里面呢，保罗就是应该是回应了和这个人在40年前这个基督徒说的话是一样的意思。
Part of the work of the Apostle Paul and part of the work of every Christian should be helping others become strong and mature in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那每一个基督徒啊，不只是保罗，每一个基督徒都有这样的责任呢，就帮助其他的基督徒在耶稣基督里变得更加刚强和更加成熟。
So we want to take our Bibles and open them to Philippians chapter 2.
好，我们现在把圣经翻开腓立比书的二章。
And we'll begin at verse 12. And I would like to ask Yanlin if she would read from verse 12 down to verse 16.
好，我给大家从12节读到16节。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Now allow me to give a little bit of an outline to these verses that were just read.
好，我们请允许我把刚才读的这段经文呢，大致的归纳一下。
Verse 12, the first verse in that section, is about our work.
那十二节呢，就是这一段的第一节呢，是关于我们的工作的。
Verse 13 is about God's work in our lives.
那第十三节呢，是关于神在我们生命里的工作。
And then verses 14 through 16 are about the outworking, the maturing of God's work in our lives.
那14节到16节呢，是神在我们心里做工，使我们变得成熟以后，把它表现出来的，做出来的表现，外在的表现。
So let's first look at verse 12, all together.
好，我们一起来看一下12节。
In the first part of verse 12, the very first half, it says, My beloved,As you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but much more now in my absence.
我们看他的这一节的前半部分，他说：“这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单我在你们那里，就是如今我不在你们那里，更是顺服的。”
So, we first have to establish and think about how long.Did these believers know the Apostle Paul? I think that's an important thing to think about.
How long, you mean? How long?
Yeah, how many years, how much time?
首先呢，我们来看看这些腓立比教会的信徒啊，他们认识保罗多长时间了？
We don't know exactly, in the precise, amount of time, but we can give an educated guess about how long Paul probably knew these believers.
我们不知道准确的这个时间，但是我们可以有根据的推测一下，保罗和他们已经认识多长时间了。
On Paul's second missionary journey, he came to Philippi, and he spent about 3 months in the city of Philippi with these believers.
那保罗是在他第二次传道之旅的时候到了腓立比这个城市，他在那边大概待了三个月。
And then, about 5 years later, the Apostle Paul visited again on his third missionary journey.
然后大概五年之后，保罗在他第三次传道的旅途中呢，又回去拜访了腓立比教会的人。
If we read carefully chapter 20 of the book of Acts, we see on his third missionary journey, he visited the believers at Philippi.
如果我们仔细地读《使徒行传》的二十章的话，就会发现在保罗第三次传道之旅的时候，他又去拜访了腓立比教会。
He continued on that third missionary journey, which took him down to the city of Corinth.
那他在第三次传道之旅经过了腓立比以后呢，他就继续往南走到了哥林多。
Then on his return trip back to Antioch, he visited the believers at Philippi again.
然后在他回到安提阿的路上呢，他又再次的去拜访了腓立比教会的人。
Now we read about this in the first 4 or 5 verses of chapter 20 of the book of Acts.
那这我们刚才说的这个呢，我们是可以在使徒行传的二十章的前五节里读到。
So we see these believers probably spend time with the Apostle Paul anywhere between 5, 6, or 7 months of time.
所以腓立比教会的人跟保罗一起共处的时间啊，差不多就是五个月到七个月这样的时间。
But notice as we go back to our chapter 2 in verse 12.
好，我们现在回到我们的腓立比书的二章十二节。
When we come to verse 12, the words that we read from the Apostle Paul should bring joy to any believer who has spent time in helping believers mature in the Lord Jesus.
那这一段话呢，应该给每一个曾经帮助过其他基督徒变得更成熟的这样的基督徒呢带来喜乐。
Now notice what the Apostle Paul says in the first part of verse 12. He says, My beloved, he says, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence. So he first obeyed the Apostle Paul in his teaching while he was with them.
那我们首先看他说，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不单我在你们那里的时候，也就是说，当保罗在他们中间的时候，他们是顺服保罗的教导的。
So he says, when I was with you, when I taught youThe word of God, whatever I taught you, whether I taught you about baptism, or whether I taught you about the Lord's Supper, or whether I taught you about obeying scripture, everything I taught you, you obeyed me in that teaching that I gave you.
那保罗的意思就说保罗在他们中间的时候教导他们神的真理的时候，无论保罗教导他们什么，说了什么，可能是关于受洗的教导，也可能是关于主的圣餐的教导，也可能是关于顺服圣经的教导，但保罗无论说什么他们都顺服。
Notice the beautiful words. He says, you have always obeyed.
我们来看看这个非常美丽的这个词啊，他说你们是既是常顺服的。
Now he first mentions his presence when he was with them.
所以他先讲到的是他保罗和他们同在的时候他们的状况。
What a tremendous thing. When a Bible teacher was there teaching the word of God, they always responded. They always were faithful.
所以你看这是多么好的一件事啊，就是当一个圣经教师在他们中间教导他们的时候，他们总是很忠心的顺服，总是很好的回应他。
But he goes on further.He says something even more beautiful than the fact that they always obeyed him.
但是他进一步的说了更好更多的就是更好的他们的表现。
He says, when I was with you, you always obeyed me. But now, in my absence, you are obeying me even in a greater way, even more.
所以他说我在你们那里的时候呢，你们是顺服我的，那如今我们不在你们那里，你们更是顺服的。
he says, but now much more in mine absence.
所以他说我现在不在你们那里，你们反倒更加顺服了。
He says, when I was with you, you always obeyed, but now in my absence, you are much more obedient and much more faithful than you were even when I was with you.
嗯，他说我在你们中间的时候呢，你们顺服，我现在不在你们中间呢，你们更加顺服，你们更加的忠诚了。
So verse 12 is almost a beautiful description of what discipleship, what the meaning of discipleship is.
所以12节是一个关于门徒培训是一个到底是什么意思的一个非常非常好的描述。
Discipleship or the process of seeing believers become mature in the Lord Jesus Christ is seen in this verse.
所以门徒培训也好看着一个信徒在主里变得成熟也好，是什么意思呢？我们就在这句经文里看到了。
Discipleship is after a person becomes a Christian in the Lord Jesus Christ, he begins to obey the teachings he receives from the Word of God.
所以门徒培训呢，是在一个人信主以后发生的事情，也就是说他顺服他的受到的这个教导。
He obeys more and more of scripture as he's taught and as he reads the word of God.
所以当他读圣经也好，或者被其他人教导圣经也好呢，他是越来越顺服的一个状态。
He has a passion to be obedient and to please the Lord Jesus in all things.
所以他是有一种热情，是要顺服主的，是要使主更加的喜悦的。
Now, in Paul's case, he was with them. For a period of months, but now he's left them.
所以在保罗和菲律比的这个情况里面呢，是他先和他们大概待了几个月，但后来呢，保罗就离开他们了。
Now the real test of a believer is when they're on their own, when there's no leader with them, that they obey the teachings and the commandments of the Lord Jesus.
所以对一个基督徒来说，真正的挑战呢，是在于他们只有靠自己，他们的教导他们的人离开了，他们只有在自己成熟的路上往前走的时候是什么样，这是对他们更大的一个考验。
So Paul says, in my absence, you were even more obedient than you were when I was with you.
所以他说，我如今不在你们那里的时候，你们更加顺服，比我在你们那里的时候还要顺服。
What a great test. What a great joy the Apostle Paul would have to know these believers are going on faithfully, in the things of God.
所以这是对菲律比教会来说是一个很大的考验，但是也给保罗带来了很大的喜乐，当他们知道他们依然在忠心的顺服神的话语，神的道理的时候。
And so the first part of this section, he begins to tell them about discipleship.
所以在12节的这节经文的前半段呢，保罗开始就给他们讲了这个门徒成熟的这个过程。
But then we come to the last part of verse 12.
好，让我们现在来看这一节的后半段。
The last part of verse 12, it says this.It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
他说就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Now this second half of this verse has caused a lot of confusion and a lot of misunderstanding by many Christians.
那这半段经文呢，给很多的信徒呢带来很多的困惑，也给他们带来了很多的困扰。
Many Christians look at the words of this verse, the second half of this verse, and they think it might be saying that there's some sort of work that is involved in our salvation.
那有些基督徒呢，读了这段经文，这半段经文呢，就得出一个结论说，那跟在我们的得救过程中，可能行为也是要起一定作用的吧。
The first part says, work out your own salvation.
所以他这里说到做成你们得救的功夫。
With fear and trembling.
当恐惧战惊。
So we want to spend a little bit of time thinking about what is the meaning of these, of this section, of this, this phrase in verse 12.
所以我们要花点时间来看，就这半段经文到底是什么意思，就十二节的后半段。
At the outset, we have to say that these words do not have anything to do with obtaining our salvation.
那首先呢，我要跟大家澄清一点，这句经文呢，跟我们得着救恩呢，没有关系。
Good works, are not a means to earn salvation.
那好行为不是得着救恩的途径。
And discipleship, after we become a Christian,discipleship and living for the Lord Jesus Christ, that doesn't earn, salvation for us either.
那我们信靠耶稣基督以后，成为他的门徒，受培训成为门徒这个过程呢，也跟我们的得救没有关系。
Now, in the United States, I'm not sure what it's like in China. In the United States, there are many groups that believethat you have to do something to earn your salvation.
那在美国是这样，我不知道中国是怎么个情形。在美国呢，有很多基督徒的团体呢，他们是认为你必须做什么才能够得救。
There's a group called Jehovah Witnesses. They believe you have to do something to earn your salvation.
那有这么一个教派呢，叫耶和华见证人，他们就是相信你必须做什么才能够得救。
The Roman Catholic Church believes you have to do something to earn salvation.
那罗马天主教呢，也认为你必须做些什么才能够挣得你的救恩。
But the Bible is clear that we can do nothing. We can do nothing to earn our salvation.
那圣经讲得非常清楚，我们不能靠自己做什么得着救恩。
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2,Verses 8 and 9.
圣经在以弗所书的二章八节到九节里是这样说的。
For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that anyone can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The salvation in that verse, the gift in that verse is the salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面说神所赐的，就是在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的救恩。
And he says that salvation is not by works.
他这里说到这个救恩呢不是靠行为 得着的。
It is a gift of God.
这是神给我们的礼物。
You can't earn a gift. A gift is something someone gives to you with nothing desired in return.
那礼物呢不是靠你去挣得的，礼物就是 有人特意愿意给你，也不求你用什么东西回报的。
There is a translation available in the United States.It is a Roman Catholic translation. It's not a good translation.
那有一个罗马天主教的他这样的一个翻译的方法，这不是一个很好的翻译方法。
It is one of the most popular translations for the Roman Catholic Church.
但是呢，它是罗马天主教的一个非常有名的这样一个说法。
It's called the Ronald Knox translation of the Bible.
哦，它是圣经的一个翻译的版本，叫 Ronald 什么 Cost 这样的一个罗马天主教的圣经的翻译版本。
Now I want to read to you how that Bible translates this phrase in verse 12.
我想把这一个版本的，就罗马天主教的这个圣经的这个翻译版本啊，它是怎么翻腓立比书二章十二节这个后半段的，给大家念一下。
It's careful. It is important that you are a careful Bible student and that you are not led astray through false teaching.
对你，我希望你们都能做一个非常认真的圣经的学圣经的人，而不会轻易的被这些错误的教导而带走带偏。
This translation reads, "You must work to earn your salvation in anxious fear.
他是说你必须要有行为才能证得你的救恩，而且是啊，在这样的恐惧战惊之下的。
I'm going to read that again. You must work to earn your salvation in anxious fear.
所以你必须带着极大的这个恐的惧怕啊，去行出来，去靠行为证得你的救恩。
This is a terrible translation of this verse.
这是对这句经文呢一个非常可怕的翻译。
We must look carefully and interpret carefully what does this verse mean, because it doesn't mean that we have to work to earn our salvation.
所以我们一定要很小心地解读这句经文，它的意思绝不是说你要有行为去靠做什么来证得你的救恩。
What it means is this. It means that we must cultivate our walk. We must develop our walk with the Lord Jesus so that we might grow in reverence and caution with the Lord.
他的意思是我们要在跟主的同行过程中要发展自己，要成长，让我们对神的这个敬畏会更加的加深，是这个意思。
He says cultivate or develop or work in such a way that you grow in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他是说你要培养自己，要发展自己到一个程度，让你能够在耶稣基督里可以成长。
Now these believers, these individuals he's writing to are believers. He is not speaking to them about salvation.
那这封信呢是写给信徒的，就是已经相信的人呢，他这里讲的不是关于得救的话题。
The first part of verse 12, he said, you are my beloved believers.
所以12节一开头他就说我亲爱的弟兄，也就是说我亲爱的信徒们是已经相信的人。
He says, you are being faithful, you've obeyed my teaching.
他说你们是常顺服的，你们常常总是顺服我的教导的。
He's praising them for their faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里是赞扬他们对耶稣基督的忠诚。
So it cannot be about salvation.
所以这句经文是不可能是讲的是得救的事情的。
The second half, this phrase in the second half of verse 12 is aboutDeveloping and growing in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个十二节的这个后半段讲的是你在跟在主里跟耶稣基督同行的时候的这样的一个发展和成长的事情。
And there's effort. There is giving of ourselves to this work of growing and maturing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这件事情上呢，我们是要付出努力的，是我们是要在与主同行发展成长这个方面呢，是要跟主一起合作，要努力的。
I want to encourage each one that's listening to my voice.
那我想鼓励啊，所有在听我讲课的朋友们。
Whether you're living in Canada or the United States or you're living in China.
那不管你是住在加拿大还是在美国还是在中国。
Growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ takes study and effort and spiritual work on the part of the believer.
那你要在耶稣基督里成长发展的话呢是需要学习的，是需要付出灵里的努力的，是需要做工的。
Many years ago, there was a wonderful Bible teacher.
很多年前呢，有这样一个很出色的圣经教师。
And he came to a particular church and he was preaching the word of God. And one man was very, very impressed, by the teaching. And he was growing as he was learning, from this man's Bible teaching.
那其中有一个人呢，就是对他所讲的道非常的印象深刻，就是很受益在这个讲员的这个讲道中呢，他成长了很多，得着了很多。
So after one of the meetings, this man went up to the Bible teacher and he wanted to speak to him.
那有一次讲完课以后呢，这个人呢就到这个讲员这里想要跟他说话。
He said to this man, he said to the Bible teacher, he said, I would give my life to know the Bible like you know the Bible.
他说我想要甚至舍了我的生命，我也愿意像你那样对圣经这么熟悉，这么了认识这么深。
The Bible teacher said to that man, he says, that's just what it cost me.
然后这个圣经教师说，这就是我付上的代价。
You see, to grow in the Lord Jesus, to know the Word of God, to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ effectively, it takes effort and it takes giving of yourself.
所以你要在耶稣里成长，要懂得神的话语，能够更有效的服侍的话，是需要付出努力的，是要把你自己献上的。
Now take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Acts chapter 9, the book of Acts and chapter 9.
好，现在大家把圣经翻到《使徒行传》的九章。
Many times in the United States, in North America, many times you'll hear someone say, to be saved, you must be baptized first. You must do the work of being baptized first.
那在美国还有在北美啊，你很多时候都能听到人是这样说的，他说你要是要想得救啊，你必须先受洗。换句话说就是你要得救之前呢，必须先得做点什么。
Baptism does not contribute to our salvation.
那这个受洗呢，并不能帮助我们得救。
Baptism and works are something we do after we are saved.
那受洗也好，其他的好行为也好，都是我们得救了以后去做的事情。
A while ago, I was talking to a man who was saying to me that a person is not saved by believing in the Lord Jesus alone. He must be baptized first.
那有一段时间之前呢，我在跟一个人谈话，他告诉我呢，他说一个人绝对不能凭单单相信就得救，他一定得先受洗才行。
And I said to him, let's look at chapter 9 and look at the example of the Apostle Paul.
那我就说，那我们一起来看看使徒行传的九章里面这个保罗的例子吧。
Was the Apostle Paul saved by baptism?
那使徒保罗是因为他受洗才得救的吗？
Was the Apostle Paul saved by works?
是他是靠自己的行为得救的吗？
Let's look at chapter 9 for a moment.
好，我们一起来看看使徒行传第九章。
Early in the chapter, we find the Apostle Paul coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这一章的开头的部分呢，讲的就是使徒保罗归信耶稣基督的故事了。
In verses 4 and 5, we find the Lord Jesus, we find the Apostle Paul coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在四节五节里面就讲到使徒保罗信主了。
In verse 6, somewhere between verse 5 and verse 6,The Apostle Paul comes to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那使徒保罗信主呢，这个时刻啊，就是在第五节和第六节之间的某一个时点。
Now notice what he says in verse 6. He says, Lord, what will you have me do?
Verse 6.
Chapter 9, verse 6.And trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what will you have me do?
Acts 9, 6.
In my translation.
Acts 9, 6.
在第六节里面他说使徒保罗问主耶稣说，主啊，你想让我做什么？
And the Lord says to him,He says, arise, go into the city, and I will tell you what you must do.
然后主就说，起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
We see that he's saved and God is giving him a mission, a way to serve him.
所以当他得救以后呢，主就给他一个使命去做，去服侍主。
Now notice verse 11.
我们来注意第十节，十一节。
In verse 11, in the last part of verse 11, it says Paul is praying.
那十一节的最后部分，他说他提到有个叫名叫保罗的，他正祷告。
Down in verse 15,God has chosen Paul to serve him.
再看十五节提到神是拣选，主是拣选了保罗来服侍他的。
He says, go thy way, for you are a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before Gentiles and to kings and the children in Israel.
他说你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
He was saved, he's praying, God's called him to preach and to serve him.
所以你看他得救了，然后他在祷告，然后主拣选了他来传道服侍他。
In verse 17,
然后
Paul is called a brother in Christ.
在十七节，这个亚拿尼亚是叫扫罗兄弟的。
Ananias comes and puts his hands on the apostle Paul and he calls him brother Saul.
所以亚拿尼亚把手按在扫罗的身上说，叫他说兄弟扫罗。
And then when we come to the end of verse 17, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后十七节的最后还提到保罗被圣灵充满。
And then in verse 18, he's baptized.
Amen.
然后到了十八节，扫罗才受洗。
All these other things show he was saved already before baptism.
所以在受洗前的其他的事情都已经显明他已经得救了，然后他才受洗。
So when we come back to the book of Philippians,
所以我们再回到腓立比书，
we see that works and baptism and service for God all follow salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以得出这样的结论，就无论是好行为也好，是受洗也好，还是服侍主也好，都是在我们得救以后发生的事情。
So he says at the end of verse 12, he says, cultivate, develop, give yourselves to the work of serving the Lord Jesus Christ with fear and trembling.
所以他在十二节后半段说，当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
Let's go on to verse 13.
好，我们看接着看十三节。
Verse 13 is a beautiful verse.
十三节是非常美的一节经文。
Verse 13 says, For God is working in you,to give you the desire and the power to do what pleases him.
说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
It says God is working in you to give you the desire, the will, and the power to please him.
所以他是说神在你们里面做工，既给你们这样的意愿，给你们这样的愿望，又给你能力去做成这工。
He says you,Paul is encouraging them to go out and serve the Lord, develop this relationship with Christ.
所以保罗在鼓励他们要出去，要去继续的做工，要发展和主之间的这个关系。
What he says that the service you do and all that you do for the Lord Jesus, God is giving you the desire to do it and the power to do it to please him.
所有你为神所做的一切的好行也好，服侍也好，都是神先给了你这样的一个愿望，一个意念，然后他又给你能力去做吧，做成它。
What an amazing truth.
这是多么奇妙的真理啊。
God leads us, God saves us, God gives us power, God gives us the desire to be able to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看神带领我们，他救了我们，他又给我们能力，又给我们这样的愿望 最后让我们做出来能够得主的喜悦。
So we see in these few verses, these believers living out the life of discipleship.
所以我们从这些经文能看出来，这个腓立比教会的人呢，他们是活出了他们这个门徒的这个样子的，活出了他们应有的生命的。
He exhorts them to cultivate, to work out their salvation, to grow in the faith and the salvation they already have.
所以保罗是在劝勉他们，鼓励他们继续的把他们已经得救的这个成果显现出来，让他们继续在耶稣基督里能够成长成熟。
Then he tells them about God's work in their life to be able to do these things that God wants them to do.
所以他给他们讲的道理是神在他们里面做工，让他们能够做出神希望他们能够做成的样子。
Brothers and sisters, whenever we serve the Lord, we should always remember it's always God working in our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹们，无论什么时候我们服侍主的时候，都要记得是神在我们里面做工才有这样的结果。
Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 15.
好，大家再翻到约翰福音的15章。
John's Gospel, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
It says in John's Gospel, chapter 15, in verse 5, he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches.
第五节，他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He that abides in me,
常在我里面的。
And I abide in him.
我也常在他里面。
He brings forth much fruit.
这人就多结果子。
But then he says this, look at the last part of verse 5.
然后他就说了这个第五节的后半段。
This is underlined in my Bible and highlighted in my Bible.
我在我的圣经上呢，特意把这句话画下来，强调出来。
For without me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Whenever we serve the Lord, it's all of God.
所以任何时候我们服侍主啊，其实都是主在做工。
Whenever we lead a soul to Christ, it's all of God.
所以任何时候我们带领一个灵魂得救啊，都是神的功劳。
Whenever we serve Him and there's blessing, it's all of God.
任何时候我们服侍他得着祝福呢，那都是神做的。
He says, without me,You can do nothing.
他在这里说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Back in Philippians, Paul says the same thing.
所以回到腓立比书的二章，保罗说的也是同样的道理。
It's God who works in you to give you the will and the power to please Him.
所以因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So he's giving them these principles of discipleship about how to serve him and how to please God and how to live the Christian life.
所以保罗在这里啊，给他们的这样一个原则啊，就是怎么在主里面怎么样生活，怎么样服侍他，怎么样使主喜悦。
And then as we come down to verses 15, 14, 15, and 16.
好，然后我们接着看14、15、16节。
He speaks about our testimony, the outworking.
是讲到的我们的见证，就是我们活出来的样子。
The outworking of this Christian life we have in Christ.
就是我们在耶稣基督里已经有的这个基督徒的生命，怎么样把它外在的展示出来。
The first thing he says is our lives are transformed when we become a Christian in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他前面讲的就是我们当信靠耶稣基督以后呢，我们的生命被改变。
He says in verse 14, do all things without murmuring or disputing.
他说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
And then he says in verse 15,
然后在十五节里
that you may be blameless and harmless, children of God without rebuke.
他说使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
He says, first of all, this is the character that a Christian should have.
他首先说的是，这是基督徒的应该应有的品格。
Blameless, harmless, without rebuke.
说无可指摘，诚实无伪，无瑕疵。
We're not perfect. No one is perfect in the Christian life.
那我们基督徒的人生绝不是完美的。没有人是完美的。
There are none that do not have flaws and faults.
没有哪一个人是没有缺点，没有错误的。
But he says we seek to those who are outside, to those who are not Christians, we seek to be blameless. We seek, he says, to be harmless. We seek to be without rebuke.
但是他说我们要致力于寻求对着那还未信的人，对着这世人呢，要做到无可指摘，诚实无伪，毫无瑕疵。
And then he says, because we have a great testimony, we have a great work to do in this world.
他说因为我们有在这个世上啊，要有伟大的工作要做，我们要在这世上有伟大的见证要显出来。
He says, you're in this dark world.
他说因为你们在这个黑暗的时代啊。
He says, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation or world, you are to shine as lights.
他说在这弯曲悖谬的时代啊，你们要像明光照耀一样显在这时代中。
You can't shine as lights if we don't have the first part of verse 16.
如果我们没有十六节的前半段的话，我们是没有办法那显出这样的光的。
If our lives are not transformed, our lives are not changed.
如果我们的生命没有被改变，没有被更新的话，我们就发不出这样的光。
We can't shine as lights.
我们就不能像明光闪耀。
Brothers and sisters, you may not realize it, but shines bright. Without even trying, a Christian will shine bright because the darkness of this world is getting darker and darker and darker.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们可能没有意识到啊，即使你没有做出特别的努力啊，但是基督徒的确在这个世上在发光，因为这个世界在变得越来越黑暗。
Even a candle, a solitary candle in a dark room will cast off a great amount of light.
那哪怕小小的一支蜡烛啊，在一个非常黑暗的房间里也能够发出很大的光。
The darker the night, the brighter the stars look to be in the sky.
那夜越黑啊，那天上的星星就显得更亮。
But we have to be in the world. We have to interact with people around us for that light to shine.
那我们必须进到这个世界，我们必须和还未信的人呢有互动，为的是把光照向他们。
Look at verse 16 with me, please.
好，我们一起看十六节。
One of the greatest ways to shine our lights in a lost world is what verse 16 says.
所以十六节讲的是我们这个伟大的道路啊，就方法，就是要怎么才能让我们这个光啊能够照耀。
It says holding forth the word of God.
他说就是要紧紧的抓住神的话语啊，生命的道。
We hold that word. We hold the principles of the word of God, the teachings of the word of God.
所以我们要持守神真理的教导，持守神的这个话语。
And in our local churches, we preach the word of God and preach the word of God and preach the word of God more and more.
在我们的地方教会啊，我们越来越多的在教导神的话，教导神的话，讲神的话。
It is through the word of God that we grow. It's through the word of God others hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
是借着神的话我们才能成长的，也是借着神的话其他的人才能够信主的。
It is only through the word of God that we can see God bless and God do a work around us.
也只有借着神的话我们才能看到神在祝福，看到神在我们周围做工。
So he says in verse 16 that I might rejoice in the day of Christ and have not run in vain or labored in vain.
说十六节后半段说叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Paul says, I seek to preach the word of God in every opportunity I have to every audience that I have.
保罗说我努力地抓住每一个机会讲神的话向每一个听众讲神的话。
At one day,When he is in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, he will say, he will see many results. He will see many who come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he can rejoice.
所以说有一天当他到天上到来到主的面前的时候他可以享受他这些工作的结果可以看到好多他可以因此而喜乐。
He can say that I have not labored in vain.
那个时候他就可以说我没有徒劳啊。
Because he preached the word of God.
因为他传了神的道。
He goes on and we're going to end this. Our time is about finished. We want to just look at one other verse. That's down in verse 17.
好我们的时间快到了我们就接下去再讲一节经文吧就是17节。
Paul speaks about preaching the word of God and then Paul speaks about pouring his life out for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那前一节经文呢讲的是他传神的道那这一节经文讲的是他为耶稣基督啊把自己生命作为奠祭交上。
He says in verse 17, yes, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all.
他说我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
I don't know how the Chinese Bible renders verse 17, translates 17.
他不知道中文的圣经是怎么翻译这十七节的。
But the word offered is a very particular word.
他这里面的这个交奠啊是非常特别的一个词。
Literally, it means to be poured out as a drink offering upon a sacrifice.
它的字面的原文的意思呢，就是作为奠祭啊，就是那个酒啊，浇在其他的祭物上，倒出来浇在上面。
In the Old Testament offerings that the Jewish people had.
那在旧约呢，这个犹太人呢是献祭的。
They could offer a burnt offering unto the Lord.
他们会献这个燔祭给主。
And then they had a special symbolic act which would add to that sacrifice.
然后呢他们会有一个象征性的动作是加在这个祭物上的。
The burnt offering was an offering that was given entirely. It was entirely given to the Lord.
那这个燔祭啊是全部都要烧掉的全部都要烧给神的。
We read of it in Leviticus chapter 1.
那在利未记的一章里面就能够读到。
But then the offerer would take wine, a glass of wine or a glass of water, and he would pour that on top of that offering.
然后这个献祭的人呢会拿一杯酒或者是一杯水呢浇在这个燔祭物上。
As he poured that wine or water on top of that offering, it would turn into steam and it would evaporate into the air.
那浇上去的这个酒也好这个水也好这个液体啊它就会蒸发像一股水汽一样的就挥发掉了升到天上去了。
It was a symbol of selflessness.
它这个象征的意思呢就是没有自我了。
Is a symbol that the person who is offering it is giving to the Lord and all, giving it, pouring out his life to the Lord and his life, fades into the background and the Lord is all in all.
他表明了这个献祭的人把自己的生命啊都献出去了，就像这个水汽一样，就消散在这个空气当中，看不见了，剩下的就只有主能够看见。
He says, I pour my life out selflessly in the service and dedication to preaching the gospel to you.
他是说，我把自己全然无我的、忘我的献上，就像这个奠祭一样，就酒一样浇上去。我是用这样的心呢，是来传道、来服侍主的。
I pour out my life upon the service, the sacrifice and service of your faith.
他说，我这个奠祭啊，这个酒，这个是浇在你们的信心为贡献的祭物之上的。
So this is a chapter about discipleship. It's about serving the Lord, about giving themselves to the Lord.
所以这一段经文讲的就是这个门徒的成长，是讲的是关于服侍主，关于把自己献给主的这方面的内容。
May we take up that exhortation and give ourselves in a greater way in service and dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们也领受这样的劝勉啊，也把我们自己献上，献给主的服侍，把自己献出去，交给主。
Well, our time is finished, and I'm going to turn over the rest of the time to Harold, Brother Harold, and we'll have a time of questions.
好，现在时间就交给 Harold， 接下去就是问答的时间。
Very good. Well, I get to be chairman, which means that David and Eric get to answer the questions. So, we'll just sort of go in that direction. But if you have a question, we would like to hear them. You got some time? You've had good questions in recent weeks. If you've got a question, let us know.
好，那既然我是主持呢，那我就期待着 Eric 和那个 David 来回答这些问题了。现在就是请大家可以提问，在这几个星期里面，不管有什么问题都可以提出来。线上的弟兄姐妹们，你们把话筒打开就可以说话了。
I would just add that the question could be on any topic. It doesn't need to be limited just to the chapter 2 of tonight.
那 David 补充一下，就是问题呢，可以是任何问题，不一定限于《腓立比书》二章的内容。
Very good. Johnny has a question.
我想问一下，就是保罗在传福音的历史进程中做出过很大的贡献，在保罗之后又有传福音跟他同等地位。
His question is about, okay.
Did they hear it in on Zoom?
我给大家先用中文重复一下，就是Johnny 弟兄的问题是说，他说他知道保罗在传福音的这个事工上做出了非常大的贡献。他说在保罗之后有没有人就是这个成就啊是可以跟保罗媲美的，就是跟他等同的这样地位的人。So the question is, Paul contributed a lot in preaching the gospel. He accomplished a lot. So his question is, after Paul, is there any other saints, any other Christians who made such a great accomplishment as great as Paul did?
Well, I think in the New Testament, probably Paul was by far the leading evangelist, the leading Bible teacher. Peter, of course, also had a great impact prior to chapter 9.
他说至少在新约里面啊，保罗应该在传福音也好，圣经教导也好，都是是领袖的这样的一个位置。当然彼得呢也是一个起非常重要的角色，在至少在使徒行传9章之前呢，那时候还是是彼得是领袖。
Prior to chapter 9 of the book of Acts, we see Peter as the primary evangelist and primary Bible teacher.
那在使徒行传的9章之前呢，前9章呢，那彼得那个时候还是一个主要传福音的人和主要的圣经教师。
We see thousands coming to the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 2.
我们在使徒行传二章看到，因为彼得有成千的人，好几千的人信主。
And then in chapter 3 and 4 we see 3,000 more coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在使徒行传的三章四章里都讲到另外又有三千人信主。
And then of course we have the letters of Peter, 1st and 2nd Peter in the New Testament.
然后彼得也写了这个彼得的前书后书这两封书信。
But the Apostle Paul is the primary leader. He wrote 13 letters and after chapter 9 most of the book of Acts is centered around the work of the Apostle Paul.
那但是在新约里面使徒保罗还是一个首要的这样的一个领袖，他写了13封书信，在新约里13封书信，另外使徒行传的9章以后呢基本上都是关于他传道的这个经历的内容了。
Now there were lesser men who were good, very good men. Apollos was one of those men. Epaphroditus was one of those men. Timothy was one of those men, and Titus.
当然保罗之下呢还有一些影响力稍微差一点的，但是也是非常非常出色的这个神的仆人，比如说亚波罗，比如说提摩太，比如说提多等等。
The word of God tells us about Apollos that he was mighty in word.
那圣经里面告诉我亚波罗在神的话上也大有能力。
And then of course as we leave the New Testament age, in the first and second and third century, there were great men that carried on the work of God.
但是我们离开新约时代啊，到一世纪、二世纪、三世纪呢，也还是有很多伟大的属神的人出现。
But to answer your question, the Apostle Paul was the leading and greatest preacher of the New Testament.
但是跟你的问题相关的就是在新约时期啊，这个保罗还是最首要的传福音的和圣经教导的这样的领袖。
Yeah, I could. I'll just add a little on that. And I agree with what our brother said. If you turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
那 Eric 补充说，他说他还是同意 David 的这个意见。他说大家补充一点，我们翻到提摩太前书的一章。
And verse 11.
11节。
Paul writes something that is quite startling in us if you don't have the background to understand this. He says, according to the glorious gospel, we need to read the last phrase of the previous verse. He says, if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust.
对，我们要结合上下文，先从十节的后半段开始念起啊。他说，或是为别样敌正道的事设立的，这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。所以 Eric 主要是要讲十一节，但是他要连着十节的后半段一起说。
Now, if you view the progress of doctrine in the New Testament, you find that from the day of Pentecost, there were men supernaturally raised up of God. They were called apostles and prophets.
大家如果看啊，这个新约的教义这个发展的这个过程啊，你就可以发现在五旬节以后啊，人们就有一些人就会用神用超自然的这个能力啊，就是兴起他们成为先知和使徒。
These men were inspired of God to bring teaching based upon the Old Testament and forming the New Testament understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那这些人呢，是被神的，就是神把他的话放在这些人的里面，接着这些人呢，讲出这些神的真理的教导，他们是基于旧约的教导，然后发展出新约的教义，并解释。
So if there was a particular need in any particular area, there were prophets of God that could speak the word of God because there was no written New Testament at the time.
但那个时候呢，还没有写下来的这个新约的这个成文的这个书。那所以那个时候在圣徒中，如果有些什么需要的话呢，神就会兴起一个先知，把神要说的话呢，借着他讲出来。
Now, Paul was a particularly chosen vessel of the Lord. We read, with his testimony.
那我们读使徒保罗自己的见证呢，就知道使徒保罗是被主特别拣选的一个器皿。
He was particularly trained by God himself.
他呢其实是神自己亲自训练，亲自培训的。
Turn with me to Galatians chapter 1.
我们可以翻到哥罗西书的一章。
He says in verse 6.
第六节，一章六节。
Well, before we go into there, just a little explanation.The gospel of Jesus Christ, the doctrinal understanding of the gospel was committed to Paul.
我先解释一下，就是这个耶稣基督的福音呢，就是这个对这个福音教义上的理解啊，是通过保罗才讲出来的。
It's called the gospel of the grace of God.
它叫做这个神恩典的福音。
Now, all the apostles preached it, but it was Paul who set down the doctrine in the book of Romans.
那当然，所有的使徒呢，他们都传讲神的耶稣基督的福音，但是从教义上把它确定下来呢，是保罗在罗马书完成的。
And as we have read in 1 Timothy, it was the gospel that was committed to him as one of the mysteries that was revealed to him.
我们在提摩太前书里面读到，就是这个福音呢，交托给使徒保罗的福音呢，是神的奥秘之一啊。
We'll come back to Galatians, but go to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们等刚才说的不是那个哥罗西书，是加拉太书。我们先翻到以弗所书的三章，我们等会儿再讲这个加拉太书。以弗所书的三章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you.How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power.
好，我们从第一节读到第七节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了 基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷，量毕你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的众使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
So this dispensation of the grace of God, it was revealed little by little by the apostles and the prophets.
所以我们这个恩典时代、这个恩典时代的这个真理啊，是一点一点借着保罗以及其他的使徒和先知启示出来的。
ButIt was Paul that gave it the full exposition. It was the mystery that he unveiled by the Spirit of God and wrote down, in the scriptures for us, particularly the book of Romans.
但是这个教义性的这个真理啊，是主要是通过神启示保罗，然后保罗把它写下来，在这个新约成书的这个新约里面写下来，主要是特别是通过这个罗马书把它确立下来的。
There were other mysteries that were committed to Paul. The mystery of the church was one of them. The mystery of the rapture. Behold, I show you a mystery, he says in 1 Thessalonians. So these mysteries and others that were committed to Paul the Apostle, the great expositor of the mind of God in this age of grace.
所以除了耶稣基督福音的这个奥秘啊，是托付给保罗了。其他的托付给保罗的奥秘呢，还有比如说关于教会的真理，还有关于被提的真理，这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面揭示的。这些呢，都是神特别启示给保罗的，所以保罗应该是对神的思想有最全面、最深刻的了解的那个人，是神借着他把这些东西说出来的。
Now go to Galatians. I turned you there perhaps a little early, but go to Galatians chapter 1.
好，我们现在可以翻到加拉太书的一章了。
Here we see that Paul actually calls it my gospel.Because he can speak with authority because that was committed to him, as he said to Timothy.
所以保罗在这里他可以甚至称为是我的福音，因为呢这个是福音，的确是神交托给使徒保罗的，就像他在提摩太前书里跟提摩太说的那样，就是托付给我的。
And verse 6 of chapter 1, Galatians 1:6.
我们看加拉太书的一章六节。
These Galatians were, being taught by some legalists that in order to be saved, you needed to be circumcised, there were works that you had to do, certain ceremonies and rituals that you had to undergo.
那这本书的背景呢，就是加拉太教会的人呢，他们被正在被这个律法主义的人，律法主义者呢所误导。那些人告诉他们说，你要得救的话呢，你必须要行割礼，还要有好行为，还要遵守一些犹太教的礼仪等等。
And they were adding to the pure gospel of the grace of God. And this, Paul then passionately is writing to these Galatians that they turn from their errors.
所以呢，这些人呢，实际上是在神纯正的恩典的福音上在加东西。所以保罗呢，是带着激情啊，就是特别激动的在跟这些加拉太教会的人讲，要把他们带回就是他这些人呢这么快就离开了这个恩典的福音，保罗呢显得非常的激动惋惜。
So he writes in verse 6, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
第六节到第九节，我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Now the reason that Paul could speak so strongly was that in verse 11, he tells us that he did not receive it from anyone else. He received it as a direct revelation from God himself.
那保罗之所以可以用这么强烈的语气说这个话呢，是因为第十一节他说他传的这个福音呢，不是从别人领受的，是直接神托付给他的。
He says in verse 11, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
11-12节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
We later learn that he had spent 14 years in Arabia in the school of God. We're not told what the curriculum was, but I think that we can understand it from what he has written for us today.
那后面他讲到他曾经在阿拉伯待了单独和神一起待了14年，他在那里等于是上了神专门给他开的一个学校。那这个学校的这个大纲是什么，就是教的是什么我们不清楚，但是我们可以从他留下来的这些书信里看到，这是神启示给他的。
So when he wrote to Timothy, he talks about the glorious gospel that was committed to his trust.
所以在提摩太前书一章十一节里，他就告诉提摩太说，这个荣耀的福音啊，是可称颂之神交托给我的。
Now that gospel has been committed to you and I for trust.
那现在呢，神也把这个福音交托给你和我了。
It's the gospel that we must preach, the gospel that Paul was revealed to Paul.That he wrote down in the book of Romans, Galatians, and makes references other places in his writings.
那这个福音呢，我们要传的是什么的福音呢？就是神启示给保罗的这个福音，就是他在罗马书里写下来的，以及在加拉太书写下来的，以及在他其他的著作里这个书信里提到的这个福音。
Now.The once that doctrine was completed and the last books of the Bible were written, the canon of scripture was closed and there is no more revelation from God.
那当这个教义啊已经确立下来，最后一卷书就是启示录已经写完的话呢，这个圣经的正典呢就结束了，就神就再也没有增加更多新的启示了。
John the Apostle closed the canon of our scriptures with visions of the end time and on into eternity. And then this book now is a completed book.
那使徒约翰啊，在启示录里面呢，他是用对末世以及未来的这个意象的预言，结束了这个圣经的正典。现在所有的启示都已经启示完了。
The ministry of the early prophets and the apostles has been completed, and they do not exist in our age anymore. We have the completed word of God.
那最初在圣经的正典没有形成之前那段时间的使徒和先知，他们所传讲的就是局部的这些奥秘呢，就都已经启示完成了。今天在我们这个时代已经不存在这样的情况了。
There is a warning included at the end of the book of Revelation, which warns everyone not to add to nor take away from the words of this book.
所以在启示录的最后他写下了这样的警告啊，警告所有读这书的人呢，就是既不能在这个书上的预言加些什么，也不能从这个书上的预言删去什么。
So if you want to know the mind of God, it's complete. We search the scriptures. We don't search libraries for other books and other ideas and wait for other revelations. We have it all here between the two pages of our Bible, two covers of our Bible.
所以如果你想要明白神的心意的话呢，你只需要去查考这本书，就是从这本书的封面到封底就足够了。我们不需要到图书馆去查别的书，也不需要等候什么更新的启示，全在这本书里了。
And we have two brethren here that between them probably have been studying the Bible in over 100 years between them. And they will say that there's more than enough to keep you occupied for the rest of your life. Amen. If you search it every day.
那我们在这里有弟兄啊，他们两个人加起来读圣经的时间呢都可以超过100岁了，100年了。那他们可以完全告诉你们，你终其你一生去学习研究这本圣经啊，都会有新的东西可以学的，永远也没有尽头，就学习这本书。
Very good.So, Johnny, I think that probably has answered your question. The apostle laid the foundation, and it was wonderful. I'll just add one thing, Johnny, and that is that our Lord said to his disciples when he was leaving them, he said, I'm going to my Father, and you will do greater things than I have done. And when we read that, we say, what? By the grace of God, over the last 2,000 years, the gospel has gone around the world. And the Lord laid a marvelous foundation. The Apostle Paul built upon that, and organized it so that we could understand it. But Billy Graham preached to more people than anybody has ever preached to. And so the truth of God just keeps going and going and going. And he uses different servants all the way. By the grace of God, he even uses people like you and me.
Johnny, 可能我相信应该能回答你的问题了。他是保罗呢，其实他是一个奠力根基的人。但是呢，主也在他活着的时候，他说我现在到我的父那里去，但是你们呢要做比我更大的事情。你会说，这是怎么可能的？但是在过去的2000年里呢，福音的确在传遍全地啊，是主他亲自建立了根基，然后保罗呢，他是把这些真理组织起来，写下来让我们能够明白。那接下去的世世代代的信徒呢，他们都在做这个传福音的伟大的工作。比如说 Billy Graham 呢，他这个人的成就可能就是他像大概从来没有人像他这样像这么多的人传过福音，一个人数上他可能是最多的。所以神在过去的这个世代呢，也用很多的他的仆人在做这个伟大的工作。
Any other question?
还有别的问题吗？
保罗经常提到他的死的问题，是不是神在保罗传道的时候已经启示他将会死于传道这件事？
Paul often mentioned his death. We keep wondering whether God had already revealed Paul that he would die because of the gospel.
Well, we don't know from the New Testament how the Apostle Paul died. He did speak often of his death. And let's turn with me just to a passage for a moment.
嗯，那我们其实在新约里还真的没有看到具体讲保罗是怎么死的，但是他也的确是多次提到他的死。我们先翻 which book?
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
我们先翻到哥林多后书的一章。
We don't know how the Apostle Paul, died, but we do know from history that he died. But verse 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
嗯，我们看哥林多后书的一章八节。
It says in verse 8 that he says, I would not have you ignorant about the trouble that came to us, Paul, and the other believers in Asia.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难。
He says, notice the language he uses. He says, we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired of life.
嗯，你看他用的词啊，他说被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
He says, we had the sentence of death in ourselves.
嗯，也就是说他们都给自己判了死刑了。
He said, we would go from town to town and we expected that we might die, we might be stoned, we might be put in prison, we might die, as we preach the gospel.
嗯，他说他们从一个城到另外一个城啊，他们是觉得自己肯定会死在这件事情上了。他们觉得他们要么是被石头会打死，或者被送进监狱。他们觉得他们是会死在路上的。
In all of those places that the Apostle Paul preached, he never died.
嗯，但是在保罗所有传道的这些地方，他都没有死。
He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He was put in prison. He was beaten.
嗯，他呢是被石头打过，那他也遇到过沉船，他也被人鞭打过。
The Lord Jesus must have, it says that the Lord would tell him how much he must suffer for the name of the Lord Jesus.
嗯，那主耶稣基督的确曾经告诉他，他要为这个耶稣基督啊付这个传福音这件事情受很多的苦。
It says in Acts chapter 9, the Lord would tell him how much he must suffer for his name.
嗯，然后在使徒行传九章啊，主的确说过，他要为主的名啊受很多的苦。
But none of those situations did the Apostle Paul ever come to the end of his life.
但是在这些情景里面呢，危险的情景里面呢，他最终都没有丧命。
But he says this in verse 9.
第九节啊，还回到哥林多后书一章啊，九节。
He says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
他说叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
He says, who delivers us from so great a death?
他说他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And does deliver, in that we trust him that he will yet deliver us.
现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
One of the great things that Paul says, he says, we, through all of this, through all of the tribulation, all the suffering, all of the difficulty, we've learned to trust in God.
所以他这里说了一个伟大的真理，就是经过这一切的患难啊，一切的危险和苦难，他们学会了完全的信靠主。
He learned to trust in whatever the situation was that God that God would lead him, that God would deliver him, that God would empower him, that God would do everything in his life that was necessary.
所以他在这一切过程中学到，无论情形怎么样，神会加他力量，会把他从这危险中救出来，会给他一切他所需要的。
And one of the great things he learned not to trust in himself.
所以他学到的一件伟大的道理呢，就是他不再靠自己了。
Sometimes we trust in our creativity, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, in our experience.
有的时候我们会依靠自己的创造力，依靠我们自己的知识，我们的能力，对。
But Paul says here, we've learned to trust in God who delivers us. And whatever the situation is, God would work. And if we were to die, he says he would raise us from the dead.
所以保罗在这里就说，我们不靠自己，去靠信靠主，因为他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。即使我们死了，他也会使我们复活的。
So when God uses each one of us, when he raises us up, and uses our efforts for the Lord Jesus Christ, he is empowering us, and he is in control of all things.
所以主今天也要用我们，他要给我们力量，也会，他在一切的事上也都在掌权。
So the question was, did Paul know about his death? He may have known many things, but he doesn't tell us about those things in Scripture.
那问题就是保罗是不是提前就知道他的死呢？圣经没有讲，他的确知道很多事，但是圣经没有讲到这一点。
But he speaks about God's provision and God's power and God's strength in his life.
但他的确讲到神在他生命中的供应，神的能力，神给他的力量。
And Paul is so very gracious when he deals with other people.
那保罗在跟别人相处的时候呢，他总是非常非常的有恩典。
And so, that's just some thoughts about the Apostle Paul and whether in, about his death.
这是我关于保罗知不知道他死这个问题上的一点想法。
Amen. So Vic, just one final comment on your question. Did he know about his death? Did he know when he was going to die?
那我们再还是讲了补充一点啊，就是关于保罗知不知道他的死，以及知不知道他什么时候会死。
And you'll remember from Philippians chapter 1 that we considered last week, verse 25, he doesn't say, I know when I'm going to die, but he does say, I know I'm not going to die right now.
那我们还记得腓立比书的，我们学到1章26节的时候，这里面讲到恰恰相反，他没有说我知道我会死，而且他说知道我不会死。
Philippians 1:25, he says, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you for your furtherance and joy of faith.
我们看一章十五节，我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So apparently Paul didn't know when he was going to die, but to the Philippians, he was able to say, I'm confident that I'm not going to die quite yet. I've still got a few things that I've got to teach you.
所以保罗那个时候还不知道他什么时候死，但是呢，他知道他对腓立比教会的人呢，至少是有这样的自信，有这样的信心的，就是他还会活着，而且会有东西要教导给腓立比教会的人。
Scripture is wonderful for him and for us, and it basically is that it's appointed unto men once to die. The Lord knows what that appointment date is. We don't.
所以呢，圣经是对我们每个人都有意义的。如果神让一个人死呢，这个时候呢，只有神知道，人不一定知道。
All right. Well, thank you all very much for this evening. Thank you, David.It's been a great pleasure to be with you all. Let's pray, and then we can dismiss tonight.
我们今天度过了非常好的一个晚上，特别感谢 David 的弟兄，我们一起做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that the Spirit of God is our teacher.
哦，主啊，我们真的很感恩，圣灵是我们的老师。
And he knows, what to teach us and how to teach us.
他知道要教给我们什么，以及怎样教给我们。
We believe, Lord, that he did just that this evening.
我们相信他今天晚上正是这样做的。
And each of us say thank you.
对，我们每个人都说谢谢您。
Lord, our prayer is that we will respond to your teaching and that Paul, like Paul, we might end up saying, Lord, what will you have me to do?
就我们的祷告是请求您帮助我们，让我们每个人都对我们所学到的这教导有回应，就像保罗说的，主啊，你想让我做什么。
So again, for David and Yanling, especially Lord, we give thanks for helping them tonight.
主啊，特别的谢谢你今天晚上帮助 David 也帮助我。
We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. May the Lord bless us all.